We just need to be able to set that aside and throw some laundry baskets in a room, shut the door, and just live our life.
Today's heart song comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, which says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling." Hey, y'all, welcome to episode 2 of A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith. My name is Ben Simpson, and I'm here with my co-host, the lovely Christy Dawn Hall Simpson. What's up, Christy?
Hey, how are you?
Do you like it when I throw in your maiden name?
That's so weird.
Well, I mean, I knew you as Christy Hall for a long time before you were Christy Simpson.
I know, but that's been a long time. We've been together, I mean, we've been married for 18 years. We've been together for like 20-something.
I know, but I still love to call you Christy Dawn Hall Simpson. It reminds me of those days back when I first met you there at that Kroger. And you were checking out those groceries. See, what you guys don't realize is that we met at a Kroger, and she was a checkout person, right? You
run
a
cashier.
You were a cashier, right? And I was a bag boy. And you see, she was older than me.
Oh, not by much.
She's not anymore, right?
You don't have to tell all that.
But she was older than me at that time, anyway.
Oh, listen.
And I every time the groceries would come in, I would always run back after I take somebody's groceries out. I would always run back as quickly as I could to get back to your checkout lane so that I could bag your groceries every time and work with you. And a time or two even in the express lane, which in the express lane, you actually bag your own groceries as the cashier.
Yes.
But I'd come over and bag them.
Bag boy. I didn't need you there.
But I would come over anyway. And, I just enjoyed bagging your groceries, girl. So.
And it led to this. All of that led to this.
So what's been up since last week? What's been the big highlight in the Simpson house?
Oh, wow. Well, just a little bit of everything. Today we made a homemade slip and slide. So that was a little crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a tarp and some rocks and we didn't even get stakes. We just put some rocks on the end. And so you can imagine, we've got some scrapes and scars and all that. But yeah, homemade slip and sliding.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. So today on A Heart for Home, what room in the house are we going to go to?
Well, today we are actually in the living room.
I love the living room. You know, in the living room, today as we go to that room, we're going to focus in on a very important aspect of the Christian life that's often overlooked. We think about all these other things we're supposed to do about sharing the gospel and discipling our children and you name it. Make sure we go to church and all this. But one of the things that's often overlooked today in the living room, we're going to focus on hospitality. What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds a little scary. It sounds like I need to have everything so-so and invite people to my house all the time. It's what it sounds like.
It does sound a little bit like that. But you know, in the Bible, it's really interesting as you search the Bible and read through the Bible, over and over again, you see God calling us as Christians to be hospitable. For instance, in 1 Timothy 5, verse 10, that talks about right there that one of the characteristics of a godly woman is to show hospitality. And you know, listen, I've been around a lot of the women in your life that you grew up with, and man, they know how to show some hospitality. I mean, they put some food on the table.
Absolutely. There was always something cooking at most of these women's houses. Like, didn't matter what time of day it was, like, they were cooking all the time. So, yes, lots of hospitality shown. So it was just a way of life for us to visit people and for people to come to our house all the time. Of course, we had a big family and we lived on a farm and, you know, there were just people that came in and out of our house a lot. So.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that used to be a custom would be that people would make extra just in case somebody stopped by for supper. You know, that's one of those things that's kind of been lost because in our contemporary day, we're just so much more private, right?
Sure,
our home.
Yeah.
Has kind of become our sanctuary,
right?
That's separated away from the rest of the world. But again, to be a godly woman, the scripture says that she needs to be hospitable. But not just women. It says in Titus chapter 1 verse 8 that one of the qualifications of a pastor is that he must be hospitable. Now, when you think about qualifications for pastors, most of the time the qualifications for a pastor, other than being able to teach, are actually qualifications for all godly men. It's just typically for the pastor, he's supposed to be above reproach in all those areas, okay? So if it says that a pastor is to be hospitable, then all Christian men are to be hospitable as well. And so it's a mark of godly men. It's that dude that when you come in that he says, hey, come on over here, grab a seat at the couch with me. And you want something to drink? Let me get you a Coke or let me get you some water or whatever else, you know, it's that kind of guy. But clearly here in our heart song verse today, when we see this here that God has called us to be hospitable, to, as he says here, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. So before we jump in, how would you define hospitality?
I would define hospitality as just being welcoming into your home. You know, when we think of that word hospitality, we think that things need to be perfect. Oh no, I have to have this done and that done before I invite anybody over. And just been talking with friends over the years, like that's just been the main holdback for so many people. And for me too, at different seasons of life, you know, like, you know, don't invite all that many people over. You know, I've got this going on and I've got a baby and I've got this and I'm a newborn, you know, at different times, or I have a toddler and he's pulled out everything. And that's just so not real. You know, that's not real life. We just don't have everything all together all the time. And we just need to be able to set that aside and throw some laundry baskets in a room, shut the door, and just live our life.
That's what I was going to say. You know, when people come over, oftentimes, you know, you have that one room that you tell the kids, do not go in this room.
Yes.
Because when they go in that room, they're going to see all of our junk. They'll throw it in there a lot of times.
Usually it's our bedroom, I'll just be honest, which drives me nuts. But I usually, if there's laundry that hasn't been done or just anything, I will just set it inside my bedroom if we're having a lot of company over. And that way the kids can go in their rooms freely. But I'm like, stay out of the master bedroom.
Yeah, I had a friend recently who was having a big get-together here in early June. And he and his wife's goal for that get together, for the getting ready for the party, was that people could go in every room. So they were doing some serious cleaning to get ready for that. And so as we come here into this and think about hospitality, you know, you said inviting people into your home. So I think about hospitality as opening your home to people and making them feel like they're at home, making them feel comfortable. Yeah. I think about when Jesus came in and, you know, one of the Pharisees got upset at him because, you know, I think that's when maybe Mary was cleaning his feet with her tears and wiping her hair.
Yeah.
And he basically said, why are you upset at her? She's being hospitable to me. And you didn't even offer me any water for my feet,
right,
or anything from oil for my hair or anything like that. You know, it's always been one of those things, those customs, to make a person not just in your home, but to really go above and beyond to make them feel welcome.
Sure. And I often think of the Mary Martha story. You know, when people come over, that is just a struggle for, I think, all women, really. When they come over, they really are wanting your company. They're not coming over to watch you work. They're not coming over to watch you do all the things. And I've got several friends that, you know, that have come over recently, like for a birthday party or whatever, and they will stay just to help me clean up the kitchen, like stay later than the rest of the company. And I thought, you don't have to do this. You know, we've let stuff sit out or whatever for a while. But I think of that often because there's sometimes I'm like, I just want to get in there and get that done. But, you know, that's just not what Jesus really wanted. You know, he wanted us to be able to share our hearts, share stories, and just enjoy our company. And if that means everybody jumping in on dishes or whatever, that's great, you know. But sometimes you just need to sit face to face with somebody right there on your couch and just enjoy that time together.
So tonight and today in this podcast, why are we linking the living room with the idea of hospitality?
Sure. Great question, Ben. Well, the living room is where life happens. That's why Ben and I wanted to start with the living room. It's usually the first thing that you see when you walk into the door, normally in most houses, and it's where stories and hearts are shared, whether with your family, with others. It's just where life happens. It's where you can pray for others, because often those hearts are shared. So many times it's just been a time of prayer, either over the phone or when people are were over right there in the living room. And it kind of just, when you open the door, it's kind of just screams. That room screams, come have a seat. Yeah. You know, you're less
Talk
likely.
To me.
Yes, you're Get less to know likely me. To gather in the bathroom or in a bedroom
right.
or in the laundry room. You know, you're gathering normally in the living room when it comes to just talking and sharing. And it shows comfort. I think that it's just welcoming and shows comfort when I think of a living room.
Yeah. Well, and it really, as you think about it, is an act of love, right? Hospitality is
Absolutely.
An act of love, because here in this text, you know, Peter tells us to love one another deeply.
Sure.
That's really interesting. I love that language. And that's from the NIV translation, love one another deeply. I think the ESV says love one another earnestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't use the word earnestly very often, but to love one another deeply. And then he follows that up with hospitality. Why do you think he connects love with hospitality?
Sure. I think there's two questions that I kind of ask when looking at these two verses that we have for our heart song verses. One is, how can we love each other deeply through hospitality? And the second one is, how does it cover a multitude of sins? So I'm just going to link those together. And I think by being hospitable or being welcoming, we're able to build relationships with others. In other words, if I'm welcoming or inviting you to our home, then I'm saying, just come as you are. But it's also humbling to me, because it opens me and my life up. All that I am is exposed, meaning all my dust bunnies,
oh, yeah.
all my ways of life, all of my baseboards that haven't been cleaned, or whatever, you know, currently dead flies everywhere, because we have a new salt gun that kills flies. And we have tons of flies out in the country. And our kids are loving the salt gun. It kills the flies immediately, but they won't like go get the sweep up the flies and put them in the trash. So there's dead flies everywhere, which is disgusting. But anyways, it's nonstop. So it exposes us, you know, because, you know, this is our home. This is where we live. This
right.
is where we eat, we work, we do so many things.
Because it ain't a show home.
No. And so many times I've been like, no, don't invite people over after church. I haven't got this done, or my counters have this on, or whatever. I've got laundry piles everywhere. But, you know, thankfully there are some of those people that's like, you know what? It's okay. So I've just been taught by some great, wonderful people that have just shared with me, you know, over the years, it's okay, Christy, we're coming to see you and your children and your family. And that's been a big help.
Yeah, well, so one of the things that's really getting in the way there for us often in being hospitable is pride. Let's just be straight up honest.
Sure.
We want people to think that our place is perfectly kept. And if it's not perfectly kept, then we're embarrassed by that. We don't want people to, you know, to judge us or to whatever else, because particularly for, and you've helped me to understand this over the years, because I'm just like, yeah, come on over. You know, I don't think you think about it, because the yard looks great, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, there's so much more than yard.
But for a woman in particular, talking from a woman's heart there, you know, it is particularly, you feel it is particularly reflective upon you.
Sure, absolutely. And that might be different for everybody. You know, I grew up in a home where, you know, my mother was very particular about keeping things very clean. We did have a huge family, but we kept things very clean and very orderly, very straightened, and that was a huge thing. So for me, sometimes I feel like it needs to be that way, although it's not always that way, but I'm just saying. But as we continue to invite people over, we are building those relationships. We learn to love more. We learn to give more grace, and we learn to forgive easier when things do come up, because you know things are going to come up. When you invite people into your home, things are going to happen. There's going to be, you know, things that happen in the relationship down the years, and we learn to forgive easier because you've built some relationship with that person.
Sometimes things get broken.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, we've been there, right? Sometimes it's relationships that get
sure.
kind of broken a bit there from something that happened or something said or whatever. So there is a risk there.
Absolutely. There's a risk, and there's a vulnerability that comes when you invite somebody into your home.
Yeah.
So with all that, you know, taken into perspective, we still need to be obedient to the word, which says to be hospitable in whatever way that means. That might be invite them to your yard, you know, or whatever. It doesn't always have to mean you have to make this huge meal. So, but just being able to just be welcoming and welcome people into your home.
Now, one of the times, as you talk about sort of being humbled and, you know, letting our pride fall and all that, was when our Elijah, how old was Elijah at that time?
Oh, yes. Okay, so that was 2015. That was 2015. So that was just a few years ago. So he would have been...
He was 7 years old.
Yeah, 7 years old. So we were getting ready to go on a mission trip to Canada. Him and our son, Zach, were going with Ben and I on a church mission trip to lead into Canada. Well, we invited the team over to do a planning meeting at our home. And we had made food and all that. And they had helped me clean the home. And now we cleaned for this one because it was people we really didn't know well. And we really wanted to just have the house clean.
Make
and
a great first impression.
Absolutely. We wanted them to go on the trip with us. So we thought, well, let's clean the house. So anyway, the house was clean. However, so we hadn't been in our home, but like right at a year. So they thought the house was still new. And they thought anybody who came to our home, my little ones thought they always needed a tour. So here they go on this tour. And they're opening closets. They're looking in beds, under beds. They're showing people that have come to our house for this mission team meeting, mind you, that had nothing to do with our home at all. And they're showing them the bathroom. They're showing them all these things. Well, I thought, you know what? That's fine. They've cleaned the rooms. It's okay. Then our 7-year-old at the time, who is very particular, who wants to make sure all things have been seen, does not miss anything. He decides to go ahead. I was in the kitchen finishing up some things for food, and he, next thing I know, he is moving our couch out into the middle of the living room. And he's like, "And guys, this is what we keep under our couch, this all this stuff." And I was like, "No." He had shown all these people whatever was under the couch. So yeah, the and tour, it's like a vacuum in there.
Yeah, the tour included what's under the couch.
Absolutely. He just moved the couch.
And if I remember rightly, he opened closets too. It's like, yeah. Check out what's in this closet and all that. So those are moments that we think back on and we look at and we laugh. But, you know, it's one of those things that we, as Christians, have to just get over, right?
Sure.
You know, we got to let our pride fall in that regard. And so it's really important for us to do all of those things. So when you think about offering hospitality, it's not always as easy because there's different seasons in life.
Sure.
There are those who are empty nesters at this point.
Right.
Hospitality is probably much easier for them.
Sure.
Because the house, there's just less going on and less
Absolutely.
To prep.
But
sure. Talk to me a little bit about seasons of life.
Sure. So one thing I was just kind of questioning is how we offer hospitality in various seasons of life without grumbling, because that's our verse. So number one, we have kids, we live here, we have messes, projects, and laundry. We are real.
Keep it real.
Yes, we also have privacy and we have boundaries as well. There are seasons of life where you really just need to focus on what's going on in your home and not inviting a lot of people. There's just been times like that. And how do we pull all this together and show hospitality without grumbling for the glory of God and for His kingdom? Because really, in all actuality, that's what all this is for. So we just have to remember two things here to finish this up. Number one, things do not have to be perfect,
right. Period.
They just don't. And it's something we always have to tell ourselves. The yard doesn't have to be perfect. There's going to be a bike left out sometimes, or what the yard's maybe not all mowed or something. They don't have to be perfect. With each child, we've had to lower our expectations of how clean we need to have our house before people come over, you know. Number two, I must be willing to share. I have to be willing to share my time, my energy, my life with others, which helps to build relationships for the glory of God and for His kingdom.
Yeah, so you think about that relationship is more important than my comfort or my pride, right? Those
sure.
are two things. The relationship's more important than that. And the thing I would want to add here as we get to the end here and kind of wrap things up is that we have to realize that everything that God has given us, He means for His glory and to advance His mission. And so guess what that means? That means that our home is one of the tools that God wants us to use for ministry. All right, so it's really, really important for us. If we are not utilizing our home in a hospitable way, inviting people into our home, making them feel welcome, making them feel comfortable, then we are ignoring one of the greatest tools that God has given us. And I think just in particular here, just to add just sort of a contemporary flavor into what we're facing right now, because I know there's a lot of conversations right now about racial reconciliation, ethnic diversity, all those things which are really important. And I just praise God. I praise God for the church that we serve in, where every day when I look out from the pulpit, I see people who are descendants of folks from Africa, descendants of folks from Asia, or some are actually, they've immigrated from Asia. See, descendants of Europeans, even descendants of Native Americans and things like that that are here. We have people in this congregation that speak different languages. It's really amazing when you look out and see all that. And so one of the key things, though, is that your home, as we talk about racial reconciliation and ethnic diversity, one of the ways that you begin to reconcile is to invite people into your home that are not like you. All right. So one of the ways for racial reconciliation to happen is around the supper table. You know, you really do make friends. You get down those barriers, break them down, stomp them, throw them out, and you really become friends. Because if you get someone into your home, into your living room, there, that's where friendship can really begin to happen.
Sure. And I just want to add one thing here, because I know a big thing that a lot of people are thinking, some people could be thinking right now, I do not like to cook. However, okay, two good solutions there. Number one, order pizza. It's simple. Most everybody likes it, mostly. And get you some paper plates. It's totally fine. That's just as fine as if you made a big meal. Totally fine. Number two, if you're thinking, hey, you've done that before, you want to invite those people back, do a simple taco bar. I mean, everything can be bought, put in a bowl. Take it from the bag, put it in a bowl, you know, make some ground beef, put it in a crock pot, you're good to go. And there's your total taco bar. And it's pretty simple, and most people like those two things. So I just want to give you just some ideas that it does not have to be hard, it does not have to be a lot of mess, and it doesn't have to be expensive.
But it does have to be.
Sure.
That's the thing, it does have to be, because God's commanded this.
Sure.
And it's a characteristic of godliness. And so we just want to challenge, this is, as we talk about this, this is a challenge to us.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And so it's a challenge to the folks who are listening today as well. So thank you all so much for joining us today on A Heart for Home. We pray that you've been challenged, that you've been encouraged, that maybe you've been entertained just a bit. And if you ever come to our house, don't worry. We'll give you the full tour. We'll show you what is right underneath our couch. Thanks for joining us at A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith.